Okay, I'm back, and I want to welcome you all to Saturday morning conversation. This is a very special conversation. I kind of threw it together last minute, but I've been preparing for this conversation for 30 years, so you guys are going to get some interesting insights today, and the topic that we're going to talk about, if I had to put it under the heading of something, would be the new game of money. And I want to talk about how to maximize, or certainly at least increase, your active, passive, and residual income. Those are the three different kinds of income that you earn. And I'm going to share with you four models today. I'm going to give you some access to opportunities to work with me together. I'm going to share some insights about how you can repackage, repurpose your content and intellectual property. And then if you stick around for the second half of this conversation, I'm going to kind of reveal what I've been doing since 1996 that I'm going to be sharing this coming Wednesday. I have the honor and privilege to be speaking on a panel with Jack Canfield and Tony Alessandra and John Kilcullen, who invented and published the Dummies books, Brendan Burchard. And we're going to be talking about different monetization strategies. And the theme today is, I could sum it up in one sentence, all right? And before I do that, let me just ask you, we have somebody talking in the background. Here's what I'm going to ask of you before we get rolling. If you would all hit star six, no matter where you are, please hit star six for the first part of this so I don't have to go on mute.
Okay.
Please hit star six, and this will mute your background noise. And this way, I don't have to put the call on mute. I'm going to be sharing some things, so in deference to everybody who is on the line, please be in a quiet space and hit star six, and that will enable us to have a conversation. Okay, now back to the sentence that's going to sum up the entire frame around this conversation, and that sentence is this. Content is the currency of the new game of business. Content is the currency of the new game of business. And today I want to talk to you about content. Let me define content. Content is anything that is in written, audio, or video form that is informational, knowledge or wisdom that other people would find valuable enough to read, listen to, or watch. And content can be anything from entertainment, which obviously a huge portion of content today is entertainment. It could be educational. It could be informational. Content could range from self-created content, meaning you invent it, you create it, and you publish it, to what's known as user-generated content, which is other people create it. So, for example, if you're part of a membership or a chat room or a forum, all right, and you're having conversations back and forth about various kinds of issues or topics, all of that is what's known as content. And so the major shift in the new game of business is that content is now the currency of the new game of business. And the way I see it, and I've been writing about it, speaking about it, and sharing this with my clients since mid-1996, but it really, really accelerated in around 2002, 2003, when the game completely changed with the advent and the proliferation of the Internet, that in essence, everybody today, regardless of what products or services you sell, you are in the publishing business. As much as you may not think of being in the publishing business, because you may sell widgets, or you may sell electrons, or you may sell nutritional products, or you may sell brakes on cars, okay? Those are commodities. Every product today is a commodity, with rare exception. What separates the commodity products from non-commodity products is some kind of added value. That added value as of essentially the watershed period around 2003-2004, is now content. What differentiates each of us from our competitors or the people that we're in the same industry with, if we're selling similar products and services, is the extent or the degree to which we can provide value-added information. All right, we have some background noise with somebody shuffling papers. I'm going to make this request one more time. What we're sharing today is worth a fortune to you. And so I would really ask that you be in a quiet place and please hit star six. I don't want to have to mute everybody out. So that would be very helpful. I'd appreciate it. So first thing is, content is the currency of the new game of business. Second thing is, everybody is in the publishing business, and it doesn't matter what products or services you sell. Third thing is that if you want to really distinguish yourself and differentiate yourself from everybody else doing what you're doing or selling what you're selling, then you must acknowledge and begin to plan and strategize and tactically implement some sort of a content marketing strategy, all right? Because, if you don't do it, your competitors will. And if you don't do it, you will have a hard time as the marketplace compresses. The distance between manufacturer and customer now is one step. We can buy anything we want to buy, anywhere, anytime, directly from the manufacturer. We no longer are required to go through any kind of a middle person. With rare exception, you can get everything from jelly beans to jet planes online. What does that mean? That means if you sell anything other than jelly beans or jet planes, or actually everything in between, the only justifiable way for you to take a piece of that transaction is to add some value between consumer and manufacturer. This is a huge radical shift in the way the game of business has been played now for 3 or 4 years, probably more like 5 or 6, but certainly the last 3 or 4, it's really took hold. All right, so about a month and a half ago, John Assaraf and I did an interview. John interviewed me at his house, and we talked about these different ways to leverage relationships. And I suggested that if you don't find a way to add real value, something that differentiates you, and something that makes it easier, more effective for the buyer to buy or the manufacturer to sell, you will eventually be squeezed out of the marketplace, because we're moving towards essentially two types of offerings: commodity offerings that are essentially completely price-driven and subject to high levels of competition, or unique service offerings where every service, even if it's a similar service to 100 other people, can be differentiated because of the person offering the service. And you have seen over the past year or two a massive metamorphosis in the way that particularly internet marketing has been done. Internet marketing is going through almost a childbirth, you know. It's changing and morphing, but the internet is just a place. It's just a medium. It's not a business. It's a space by which we conduct our business. It's a space through which we communicate and commune, but it's not a business. But every business, for the most part now, is using the internet in some way, shape, or form. And the internet essentially has democratized the world, it's democratized business, and it's leveled the playing field. And we're seeing now companies, startup companies, individuals, bloggers, people in business 1 or 2 years, exploding past established companies, major companies, Fortune 500 companies, in presence, in returns, in profit. Why? Because you're no longer now bounded geographically. You can reach anybody, anywhere, anytime about anything. And so today, what I want to do is I want to share with you a couple of models that I've been using that you could use to enhance your intellectual property value, use your content in a way that could either be monetized or could be packaged with somebody else's that could be monetized. And then I want to share specifically the decision that I've made now to take three of my programs, three of my products, and create reprint rights. This is the first time in almost 12 years, I guess, that we've really sold any kind of reprint rights and license rights to products where you keep 100% of the money. And I'm going to explain how that works. I've done this quite a few times. I've done it well over 100 times in corporate America where I've licensed my content to them. All right? So the second part of that is I'm going to show you with these very same products that you can all purchase reprint rights to, you can also purchase training rights, meaning not only can you sell the actual product itself or bundle it together or use it as an inducement, but you can also speak, train, consult, coach, mentor, using the very same models and get paid to do that, all right? And so what I really would love you to do is to come here with a kind of tabula rasa, a clean slate, and throw the box away about everything you know about your business and your work. Because some of the shifts in thinking that I'm going to ask you to make require that you become unattached to your products and services. I remember back in the early 2000s when things were kind of just shifting from hard goods to digital goods. I had a wall in my office filled with one of every one of my products, and I probably had 50 of them sitting up there, from one audio cassette products to, you know, my big, massive training programs. And I got so sick of looking at my products, I had to literally box them up and throw them down in the garage. Because if I looked at them any longer, I was going to shoot myself. You know, here's all this great intellectual property, and it's sitting here, and it's not even being capitalized as well as it could be. And it was when I finally cleaned out that clutter and I was able to look around with fresh eyes that all of a sudden all kinds of new possibilities opened up. All right? So become unattached to what you do. And as I like to say, are you a jockey or a horse? The truth is, in today's marketplace, it's starting to look like we all have to be jockeys of somebody else's horse, meaning we all would be smart to incorporate and integrate into our product line or our service suite or whatever it is that you do, other people's products and services. Now, this has been going on forever, so this is not a groundbreaking strategy. But in terms of actually implementing it, very, very few people I've met over the years are open because they've got their eyes and their focus and their attention on how can I sell more of my stuff. And, of course, we all want to do that. That's no question about that. I would just invite you to consider that a good portion of your unliberated cash flow, asset value, net worth, intellectual net worth may be trapped inside your thinking that the business you're in is the product or service that you sell. And, of course, that's true. And that if you can also see that the business you're in is to provide quality, value, and above-average service, because service is so lousy today, above-average service would probably put you head and shoulders above everybody else, to a segment of the society that can keep you in business for as long as you work. And regardless of what your business model is, for the most part, and what your products and services are, there's no doubt that there's other products and services in the world, complementary or completely unrelated, that could do amazing things for you and add instantly to your income. And I've seen this happen literally hundreds of times. So let me take a couple of minutes and give you – I'm going to give you a couple of URLs right now. You don't have to go there, but I want to give these out to you just in case some of you have to leave. They're all at thenewgame.com/something, okay? So if you write down thenewgame.com/, And these are going to be three programs, products that we're going to invite you to participate with us. And so the first one is thenewgame.com/reprintsalesalchemy.html. Second one is thenewgame.com/reprintmega, M-E-G-A, dot H-T-M-L, reprintmega.html. The third one is /reprint6figure.html, reprint6figure.html. Okay? So just hold on to those. We'll come back to that. Essentially, those are three of our best programs that I'm going to invite you to consider purchasing for rights and licensing so that you can keep 100% of all the money that you you make from it. And I'm going to also extend an invitation to you that, if you like, you could actually go out and teach and train and consult to those very same products as well. And these are programs that I've made, you know, my living on, teaching, training, coaching, consulting, selling them, okay? So we'll come back to that in a little bit. So thenewgame.com/reprintsalesalchemy.html, reprintmega.html, and reprint6figure.html. Now, let me give you four models, content models, the first three of which you're very familiar with. The fourth I'm going to explain a little bit later, but let's cover the first three, all right, because these are critical for you to maximize your active, passive, and residual income. Let me just define those three terms. Active income, you trade your time, your expertise, your wisdom for money, actively involved in the pursuit of money, okay? Your job, you consult, you train, you speak, whatever you do that exchanges time, and even if you don't get paid by time, that's not what I'm referring to, you're getting paid for the active involvement, and your active involvement is creating revenue, okay? Passive income is assets create revenue. Assets create revenue. So the traditional assets we all know about, real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you know, anything instrument-driven is creating passive income. Some people have other kinds of passive income, like they may have a membership site, for example, that also can create passive income. There's a whole slew of ways to create passive income, not anywhere near as many as there are to create active income. All right, there's hundreds and hundreds of different ways to create active income, just like there's hundreds of industries and jobs and such. Fewer ways to create passive. The third income is residual income. What distinguishes residual income from passive income is the perpetuation or the continuity of it. It keeps on going. So essentially, you could create an asset like, for example, Sales Alchemy, which is a training program, if you will, or a solution program, and then you can get paid forever on that asset, let's say if somebody licenses it. Or you write a piece of music and you get royalties on your music, or you write books and you get royalties on your books. Or the most common for residual income is obviously network marketing. Network marketing is you get other people essentially to work with you, and that distinguishes you working active income from residual income is you have other people working, or you have an asset that just keeps paying, like you buy an annuity, and that annuity pays you for the rest of your life. Okay, that could be considered residual income. Some passive income becomes residual income if it continues either forever or for some extended period of time. And sometimes residual income backs up to passive income because it stops or it becomes intermittent, all right? But the truth is, unless you inherit the money, all your passive income and all your residual income actually starts with active income, because you have to produce some active income. Even if you're just thinking and using your brain power, you produce active income that gives you the assets to invest to produce passive, or you have to work a little bit, certainly, if you're in network marketing, to produce residual income. And as we found out, you have to work a hell of a lot harder than they tell you you have to work for that residual income. It doesn't just magically appear because you plug in a system and vacuum up all the money in sight. Okay, so the question that I ask pretty much everybody I work with who's interested in this conversation, and the question that I ask myself every day when I'm engaged in opportunities, is how can I maximize my active, passive, and residual income from this relationship or from this opportunity? How can I maximize my active, passive, and residual income from this opportunity? The vast majority of people I work with, they're only looking for more active income. So they don't often ask themselves, what's the possibility that this relationship, this opportunity, this business venture can produce passive and residual income for me? And very often, by not asking that question, just like by not paying attention, you miss the possibility or you miss the opportunity that's sitting there right in front of you. Again, part of it is because we are so accustomed to thinking inside the box or even outside the box in our own paradigm. That's why I really want you to throw the box away and start asking the question, how can I maximize my active, passive, and residual income from this opportunity or this relationship? And by just asking that question and understanding where the active, passive, and residual income can come from, you would be surprised how often you can extract more and give more. So this is not a strategy, by the way, of maximum extraction. I want to make that clear. This conversation is not about, you know, whiz-bang tricks that you can use to pull more money out of, suck more money out of people's pockets, as a lot of the headlines kind of indicate. This is a way that you can both ethically and with integrity find the highest and best payoff for all parties. So the corollary question to how can I maximize my active, passive, and residual income, actually I would argue that this is actually the question that should come first, is how can I maximize the value that I could produce or give to this relationship to produce the highest and best outcome for all? How can I provide maximum value, real value, not perceived value, to produce the highest and best outcome for everyone involved in this transaction? Okay? That's really the precedent question that you want to ask. Then you can ask yourself simultaneously, how can I maximize the active, passive, and residual income from this opportunity? Okay? So, now, think about, just for a second, some of the recent transactions, interactions, conversations that you've had. Try to think of one in particular where, if you would have asked the question, how can I maximize active, passive, and residual income, or you would have asked the question, how can I create maximum value for the highest and best outcome for all? Think about just one situation where, if you would have asked one or both of those questions, you might have actually produced a bigger and better yield for everybody, and particularly for yourself. My guess is you could probably go back just right now with what we've talked about, just being cognizant, attentive, and aware that every relationship has more than just active income, all right, that there's possibilities for passive and residual income. So when you now engage in that conversation, you now engage in those questions, you're going to see opportunities pop up. And, by the way, I often use those questions and overtly ask them in the context of the conversation, like, how can we create the maximum value and the highest and best outcome for us, you and I, right now? And that's a matter of combining your assets, your value, with my assets and my value, and create essentially, you know, a bigger pie. Because that's what it's going to take for us individually and collectively to pull out of this seeming recession that we're in. And anybody who denies that there's a recession is, you know, in la-la land. The truth is there are the markers that represent economic strength and health are the weakest they've been in decades, and for some of us in our lifetime. So to merrily go along and say, oh, there's no recession in my life, that's nice. But for the rest of us, things are not as easy and rosy as they were a year or two or three ago. So don't buy into that success BS that there is no recession out there. Because one or two people relative to 100 might be doing very well. The rest are hunkering down, and they're watching their shekels. And for you not to be cognizant of that and respectful and mindful of that is probably going to do you more harm than good, all right? Now, that's not to say that there's not enormous opportunity. And so now that you have those two critical questions, let me come back to the four different models of content creation or content development, okay? I'm going to give you the first three right off the top. First is free. Free. We all know what that is, all right? Second, you sell to people. You sell to people. So free is give it away. Sell to people is find people who want what you have, who want to consume what you have, and sell to them. We all do that. Whatever business you're in, whatever product you sell, even if you work for somebody else, we all sell to somebody. Now, the third model, let me share with you, let me tell you how I learned about it back in 1991. I was doing a seminar for the National Association of Life Underwriters in New York City. And I used to record all my seminars. I used to record everything with this little portable Marantz cassette player. It was a very expensive, like $300 top-of-the-line cassette player. And so I recorded that program. Guy comes up to me afterwards. He says, Mitch, I love this program. It's called Five Keys to Creating and Keeping Customers. I still have this thing. It's really, really terrific. 90-minute talk I did. Comes up to me and he says, Mitch, I love it. Can I have that tape? I said, sure, give me your business card. Now, remember, this is 1991. You know, there is no digital. There's no CDs. This is the old-fashioned audio cassette. He says to me, I want your tape, but I don't want it just for myself. I want it for my customers. And I have 5,000 of them. I said, whoa. Okay. Would you pay me a dollar per customer? Above the hard cost, meaning you give me a dollar for the content, for the value of my content for each customer. He said, I'll write you a check right now. He literally wrote me a check. I wrote him an agreement, a handwritten agreement, gave him my duplicator's name, sent the audio cassette to my duplicator, deposited the $5,000, done deal. Never had to touch it again, okay? 2 weeks later, I get a phone call. Mitch, hi. I just received one of your tapes in the mail from one of my financial planner or whatever. He said, I loved it. I wonder, can I send this out to my clients? I said, yes. You know, the answer, by the way, to every question is usually yes, you can do it. And he had 10,000. And I said, would you pay me a dollar per tape above hard costs? He said, absolutely. He said, I was going to send out a calendar or a clock or a pen set. He said, but for the dollar, and back then you could produce 5,000 audio cassettes for maybe a buck. I don't know, maybe a little more, but probably close to a buck. So for $2 plus shipping, this guy sends out my Five Keys to Creating and Keeping Customers cassette to 10,000 customers of his. So let's add up the numbers. If I got $500 to speak, there were about 500 people in the room, and one of them gave me $5,000, and one of his people gave me 10, so I made $10,000, $15,000 on that one little cassette, And I didn't even have to sell the darn thing. I just literally, I licensed it, call it whatever you want to call it, but I gave it to him to give to his customers. It was at that moment that I recognized that there's an even better model called selling through. Selling through. Meaning, I realized when that guy walked up to me that every single person who I served in terms of selling to, I could also sell through. And that year, I produced my first publicly sold program called 21 Ways to Double Your Sales, 1991. And I joint ventured that with an insurance company. The insurance company said to me, Mitch, we love your stuff. We'd like to have a tape set. You know, back then there was the 6 tape set and the little workbook and the binders. That was standard. Except Nightingale Conant would sell that for maybe $49 or $59 or $69. But I said to Mutual of New York, who was my partner, look, why don't you record it? Why don't you pay for all the production? I'll deliver the seminar. I'll write the workbook. You give me the final product in master form, and then I'll let you make copies of it for all 4,000 of your sales agents. And they said, how much do you want? And I said, well, I think $10 per person would be fair. Because if you were to buy this on the open market, it's customized, it'd cost you $40, $50, $60, all right, maybe $5 to print it. So I recognized that not only could I sell to my customers, in this case Mutual of New York was my big customer, but I could also sell through my customers. They looked at their sales force as their customers. They had 4,000 of them. About 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, and by the way, they said yes. So they wrote me a check for $40,000. This is 1991, some real money. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have a warehouse. I didn't have inventory. I had one master set of the 21 ways, and they then sent out 4,000 with their logo in their packaging. Okay? So why is this important? Because my business model, what I learned from my mentors, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, Jay Abraham, the people that I was, you know, very close to, that I paid a lot of money so I could get close to them and learn from them to speed up my and accelerate my progress, I learned that each of them had these big warehouses with tons of inventory, and they had lots and lots of products sitting there. Now, of course, they were far more popular and notable than I was, so they were speaking 200 days a year, and they had to have onesies and twosies to sell. And I said, you know what? That's not a business for me. I'm a high margin, high profit, low overhead, and preferably no inventory and no warehouse. If I didn't have inventory, if I didn't have warehouse, if I could keep my overhead and the copies of my programs to a minimum, and I could just license my programs whenever somebody wanted, and you had to buy at least 10 to justify it, I could give my clients a better deal. They would be able to print up as many as they wanted without having to, you know, purchase my markup, and everybody was happy. And the difference of profit was more than made up on not having any overhead. So I was willing to take less profit. I was willing to take less money. But the reality is my profit was bigger because I had no overhead, and I had no inventory, and I had no carrying charges. And I had no printing charges, all right, because they would print it, and then many of them had printing companies or had a relationship with printing companies. They could print my products cheaper than I could, especially in short runs, you know, small quantities. So that began what is now an 18-year journey toward selling through, okay, selling through. And the strategy is applicable to almost anyone you do business with. So, again, think about right now, if you're a property content holder, if you're a content provider, if you have intellectual property, if you have books, tapes, workbooks, if even inside your head you have knowledge and wisdom that if you got it out of your head and you put it into some functional delivery mechanism, and today it's easier than ever, cheaper than ever, because everything can be digital, as you'll see with the three products that we have. These three are all digital. All right. Now, you can take digital and you can make them into hard products and you can get more money for it, or you can keep them as a digital option. And so if you have content, I urge you to go back, look at all your relationships, and not just think about who can I sell to, but think about who can you sell through. Affiliates, distributors, joint venture partners, and hundreds of other ways that you can sell through people, okay? So I'm going to take a breather here because I want to stop for a second, make sure guys have got this. We've got a little bit of an echo, so if you've just joined us, just be kind enough to hit star 6 if you're going to stay quiet. I just want to check and see if you guys have any questions or any need for clarification at this point, because now I'm going to move into another content model, another property model, or another intellectual property model. This is what I'm going to be presenting coming Wednesday. All right. So, anybody want to come out, ask a question up till now, make a comment, need for clarification, ahas if you've had any. Anybody want to say anything? Please, by all means.
Hi, Mitch. It's Peter.
Yes, Peter.
Just wanted to clarify one thing. You've mentioned the free, the sell to people, and the selling through. Would that be a natural progressive sequence? Would you sort of regard that as a marketing strategy, that you'd have certain things that you would automatically provide to prospects free of charge initially to try and get their interest perked up, which would be of value? You'd then go into selling other products and services of greater value, and then lastly getting into the sort of affiliate schemes whereby you're selling through them.
Great question. The answer is yes, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sequenced that way. It's become very fashionable and pretty much a standard operating procedure in business today to give away free content. And if you've been online, which all of you are, you know the deal. All right? Tons and tons of free content. In fact, I would argue that because there's so much free content, information now has negative value. So the progression of free to sell through is the logical progression. And if I were, you know, it's a progression that you want to implement right now in some way, shape, or form to some segment of your audience, okay? Because in 1990, when I put together this program, 21 Ways to Double Your Sales, I had chronicled one of the ways that we doubled our sales was to use the three-part strategy that enabled us to become essentially the service providers of choice. Step one, add real value in advance. Add real value in advance. Back in 1980, I was doing newsletters to my financial planning prospects and clients. We were literally sending out a one-page sheet of white paper with news. That was our newsletter. It was a letter with news. But I will tell you that by adding that value, by giving complimentary second opinions, we got a ton of leads, and we didn't know very much about marketing at all. But because we were adding real value, you know, a sheet of paper with, here's the latest mutual fund rankings, go to this page, go to read this newspaper, or whatever information that we had that would help our clients be a better buyer. So the natural progression is to add value up front, real value. Step two, become the trusted advisor, or as I would say now, the trusted voice. All right, trusted advisor is a little bit, it's so worn out already that everybody wants to tell everybody how to be the trusted advisor, but the reality is that you want to transcend even being the trusted advisor today. You want to be the trusted voice. I want to be the voice in your head when you're thinking about anything that I do. I want to be the person chattering in your ear, okay? Step three is provide the adequate solution. Value added in advance, become the trusted voice, provide the adequate solution. A big misnomer that people have is that you've got to have the best solution. You've got to have the best price. Nonsense. All right? So, back to your question. So, logically, yes. Give it away free. Build your relationship. Become the trusted voice. Position yourself for the adequate solution when they're ready. However, I would also say that you could also use all three simultaneously, that you don't necessarily have to go linearly. So as you're giving away a portion of whatever content you may have to people for free to build up the value, to demonstrate your quality, so that they might potentially or that you might be able to sell to them, it doesn't hurt to also put out there, as I will be in the next couple of weeks, that we want to sell through you, that we're constantly looking for sources and points of distribution. The only thing that President George Herbert Walker Bush said that I remember, all right, was the 1,000 points of light. And I can't tell you when he said it, and I can't tell you where he said it, and although I understand the spirit of it, what I heard when he said it was 1,000 points of distribution. 1,000 points of distribution. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have 1,000 points of distribution? Now, this is, you know, back in the 80s, maybe early 90s. So in order to have 1,000 points of distribution, you really had to work hard to get those distribution points. And there was no such thing as the Internet or affiliate programs. I mean, distribution was the reason why there were so many layers in the model and why we all had to pay so much extra for all the products and services that we got was because there were distribution costs. You know, somebody had to get it from point A to point B, somebody else from point B to point C. So you had layers of distribution, all right, and you had to work hard to cultivate those distribution sources, and you had to support them and infrastructure and all that kind of stuff, all right? Very expensive process. That's why products and services were, you know, expensive, more expensive. There were no commodity pricing where you could completely eliminate the middleman. There almost always had to be a middleman. Now you have a whole different model, considering that not only can you go and get what you want directly from the manufacturer, but all the content you have can be converted to digital, and it should be converted to digital, so people have the choice of digital or hard goods. Now, so could you simultaneously, as you're putting out your free content, as you're putting out your message to sell to people, to also put out a message to sell through people and say, here's what we want to do. Here's what we're looking for. We're looking for 1,000 points of distribution. For you, it could be 100 or 10 or 2. The number is irrelevant. And here's who we're looking for. Remember my take a millionaire to lunch. Here's what I do. Here's why I do it. Here's who I'm looking for. I'm looking for people. I'll give you my who. I'm looking for people who want to capitalize on the 30 years of work that I've done and the 10,000 hours of effort that we've put into creating all of our solutions, who want to take those solutions and instantly turn them into cash right now. All right? And three of those I shared with you earlier. I'm also looking for people, and we've now brought the price of this within reason that people can really do this and make it back quickly. I'm also looking for people who want to take those very same solutions and teach them, coach them, consult with them, train them, speak to them, all right, and partner with me and keep the vast majority of the money for yourself, okay? So logically, yes, linear, free, to sell through. But because we're not confined by time and space anymore, and because digital technology makes it such that you could actually reverse the order, or you could, let's say, for example, you could give away a ton of free content specifically designed for affiliates to sell through. You could go to ClickBank and run through ClickBank's product lines, and you can find, if you don't have content, you can find other people's products that you can sell and offer to your audience to sell to or sell through. Or if you're a content provider, you can go to ClickBank, and you can put your products up on ClickBank and find other people to sell them. So you're selling through them. Okay? So bottom line is, yes, the linear logical approach is free, sell to, sell through. Yet you could hit all three of those simultaneously.
Yes.
Make sense?
It does, yeah. In fact, I've happened on that recently, but more by accident than design. Because I went in to do a meeting and gave them free, you know, over the years that I've put together the success strategies of top achievers, we gave that away free, and we invited people to come along, and they had a workbook. They could work through this in 45 minutes. So that was the free giveaway. But at the same time, the quid pro quo was that they gave me 20 minutes to describe my coaching program, which is both a one-to-one and a group coaching program. So the free was the giveaway. The selling to people was largely a group coaching program, but there were certain of their managers there who wanted one-to-one coaching program, and they then, if you like, I sold through them to their members who perhaps weren't at that particular meeting.
Great.
So that was really a case of all three of those models being involved in the same strategy.
Right, and because you didn't necessarily look at it that it had to be linear. See, if we think it has to be linear, then we'll approach it linearly. On the other hand, if we move on all three of these fronts simultaneously, just like asking the question, how do I maximize my active, passive, and residual income? How do I add the most amount of value here to create the highest and best outcome for all? All of a sudden, now you're not confined to a linear strategy. You know, you've thrown the box away, and inside the box or outside the box, we tend to think linearly. So yeah. I really appreciate the question. I really appreciate the example, too.
Well, I thank you for the answer, Mitch. That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else want to jump in here? Questions, points of clarification? Are you getting any ideas yet at all? Well, you're all quiet. I don't know if that's a good sign, but I'll take no answer as a good answer. Okay, so let me, before I share with you this other fourth strategy, which is really a third strategy because, you know, free, I just finished Chris Anderson's book, Free. Interesting book. In fact, I've got a call into him to interview him because I want to talk to him about the future of this radical price he calls free, with the subtitle of his book, The Future of a Radical Price. By the way, his book is not free, interestingly enough. But you can get or read parts of it online, and you can get the audio version free online. But his point is that free was always a model that was a lead-in to fee, meaning you gave away free to sell something to people. The classic example is Gillette discovered that if he gave away the razor blades, the razors, people would have to buy the razor blades. All right, that's the classic example. And so he gave away, he was long before I invented the phrase, give away the what, sell the how. Give away the what, sell the how. Now, some people actually give away the how and sell the what, meaning if you sell, for example, Wayne was on the line earlier, he sells software. Okay, software is the what. So he might give away the manual that explains how to use the software. So if you sell the what, you can give away the how. If you sell the how, like I sell a lot of how to do things, I'm happy to give away the what. What I'm doing here today is I'm giving you a ton of what to do. I'm also giving you some of the how, all right? So the game now is to be able to find some combination of free, sell to, and sell through that can ramp up your business, produce more revenue, and extract more value from the marketplace. And all of us are giving up away something free, and far too many of us are giving away our most precious resource free, which is our time. All of us sell to, everybody sells to, even if you don't sell, you work for a company, they sell something to somebody. And more companies and individuals are now learning about how to sell through, all right? So look at your entire range of possibilities now. I was on the phone yesterday quite extensively with a client of mine, and for the past 5 years, she's been in a yoga. She has a product, a company called Yoga Away, phenomenal company. For the past 5 years, she's been selling products, DVDs, books, mats, bags, things like that, all the things related to yoga. And the biggest transformation for her is to realize that she's been giving away the services, designing initiatives, designing campaigns, consulting to companies, not charging for the services with the idea that she's going to sell the product. All right? Now, that's a strategy. A lot of companies use that strategy. Thing is that there could be as much or more money in the services part than there might be in the products part. And so the transformation now, and you've seen it over the past year, you're noticing a year ago, if you wanted to buy the whiz-bang training program of your favorite guru, it was $2,000 or $1,000 or $5,000, whatever the amount was. And you get the big box, and most of us never open the box, and the few that do never unpack the box, and the few that do never actually bust open the cellophane. And by the time you're done, less than 10% of the people who bought that $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000 package actually ever put it to work. All right. Now, what's the chances you're going to buy another $2,000 to $5,000 package if you've not put the first one you bought to work? Unfortunately, chances are pretty high because people are spending a lot of money on boxes. Well, a year ago, something happened where, and they think they discovered fire. I don't know why this is so revelational to them, but all of a sudden now they started to give away the box for $9.95 or $29.95 shipping, and now they got you into their membership program because the theory was, we'll give away the what, but we'll charge you for the how. And the how is every month you've got to implement it. If you don't know how to implement it, we're going to help you do that. Now, you might say, why would anybody in their right mind shift from selling $1,000, $2,000 products, a.k.a. $2 million of revenue up front, to giving away that $2 million essentially worth of product and then charging $49 a month for you to be in a monthly program? How many months would you have to stay to make up for that $2,000? A whole lot of months, far more months than people stay. The average person stays in a membership program 2.8 months. Let's say three. 3 times 50 is 150, all right? They were trading a $2,000 upfront investment for $150 of continuity revenue. That doesn't sound like a smart business move. Well, it's not unless you can get 10 times the number of people to buy, because if you can get 10 times the number of people to buy the $49 a month program, now your numbers come closer together with one major difference. Those $49 a month revenue streams actually have book value in a business that if you decided to sell the business, you could sell the business because you could have a great year selling 1,000 units at 2,000 1 year and do absolutely nothing the next year. Those kinds of businesses are very difficult to sell. They're very difficult to continue because you have to do the next deal and the next deal. So the strategy about a year, year and a half ago, all of a sudden shifted. Let's give away the product, give away the training, send you the 20 DVDs or CDs or whatever, and then get you into a continuity program or a membership with the idea that not only would we sell far more memberships, but if we could keep people in the membership for 6 months or a year, we'd actually wind up making more money on the monthly, and those monthly revenue streams become passive income rather than active income. You don't have to do another product launch necessarily. And most importantly is if you decide you want to have book value in your business, something to sell, you have something to sell because there's a revenue stream, there's an income stream, there's cash flow there. As opposed to, you know, we did this one big launch, it brought in $2 million, $1 million after commission, $750,000 after expenses, $600,000 after taxes, that $2 million isn't quite $2 million. Guess what? We may have to do another one next year. Okay? So that model now is the standard model. And you're seeing, with rare exception, most people who are selling the $1,000, $2,000 packages are now giving those away. So if you're in the education business and your competition is giving away what you sell for $1,000, and they're giving it away for $9.95 in shipping, and then hoping that you stay in a monthly membership, what do you do to respond to that changing marketplace? How can you begin to create a better mix or combination of free, sell to, and sell through? Critical question we all have to face. Now, even if you're not in the content business, even if you don't have educational materials or information, what are you using to add value on the front end, and what are you using to add value for people who want to buy from you? Probably it's going to come down to some form of content, information, education, knowledge, or wisdom. And so even if you are in a widget business that has nothing to do with the, quote, information marketing business, you're still in the publishing business because it's that content that's going to make the difference for you. So any other points anybody want to make here before I move on to the next phase of this?
Hey, Mitch, it's Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
I think also what people have to realize with the content, like with your stuff or my software, all the heavy lifting is done. It's done. They start tomorrow. You know, they don't have to put the production and the cost and the people. And, you know, I run into software guys trying to sell software for $250,000, and I'll say to my clients, mine's free up front. You pay me per transaction. And they look at me because, like you said, they got the warehouse full of people and overhead, and I don't have that. I've got alliances with people, and we split the money. And it's the same thing. I've done the heavy lifting to build the product just like you, and the back end of this becomes, you know, for anybody that's listening here, to take your courses and your reprint stuff out and grow themselves a nice niche market.
Right. And that's a brilliant, brilliant observation. And not only is all the heavy lifting done, but I know your track record is you've got some major players that you've worked with. So when somebody walks in with your software, they're not walking in with, like, who's Wayne, this guy Wayne. They're walking in with all of the people who Wayne has worked with over the years. So you have instant credibility because there's a track record. You're not just buying information. I would never recommend you just buy information from people, because just raw information is not only worth less, it's actually negative value. You want to buy something that has a proven track record, that has the credibility behind it, as well as that produces a result. Because if the information or the wisdom or the education that you give people is not germane to what they're looking for, then it's of little value. So great point. And with punctuating that point in terms of track record and history and results and credibility and all that. Anybody else? Questions? Points of clarification? Okay. So I'm going to get into this new model, but before I do, let me spend a few minutes to share with you what we've put together in terms of how you can work with us, how you can harness, as Wayne said, all of the heavy lifting that I've done over the past 20 years, and specifically how you can either add a product to your product mix, you can bundle it together, you can bonus it. When I first got into business, the full-time business of selling, training, consulting, and such, I partnered up with Brian Tracy. This was 1988. The difference is I spent $13,500 in 1988 to be able to walk into my clients with what was between my head, my experience, and some hard good that I had, that I could show them that, you know, if I wanted to do training, I had this 30-module training program that I could pull from. And that accelerated my career dramatically. Most of you have been with me a while, you know that story. Same thing with Jay Abraham. I paid Jay Abraham $15,000 in 1989 so that I could have content and accelerate my journey, all right? typically, when you want to buy into any kind of a relationship like that, when you're using somebody else's content, or you're going to be training or consulting to somebody else's content, typically you're going to spend five figures. Sometimes you'll spend four figures, all right? Rarely, if ever, unless it's, you know, inferior content, or unless somebody's just looking to dump it and flood the marketplace, rarely are you going to spend three figures, because, you know, that three figures doesn't even represent the paper that you invested to create that product. I mean, it's just it's a drop in the bucket. However, what I've come to recognize is that in a marketplace where everybody's looking for additional ways to supplement their revenue, that if you could bring real solutions, and this is typically more of a B2B, business-to-business relationship, although more and more consumers are looking at the lines are getting blurred now between consumer items and business items. Business-to-business companies are starting to actually integrate consumer items. Business-to-consumer are starting to integrate business. Spirituality and business are merging, conscious business. So if you have the opportunity to be able to add a product or sell another product to an audience that you already have or an audience that you would like to get into, we've put together the first salvo here is I've taken three of my programs that we've had great success with over the years. They're standard programs. The first one is called Sales Alchemy, Turning Your Customers into Gold. And you'll find that at thenewgame.com/reprintsalesalchemy.html. I'm not going to go into the details of what's inside of each of these. All right, you can see that, and if you need more, I'm more than happy to share that. But just think of the concept here. You could take this training, which this particular training is 2 hours of video, broken up into six segments. So you could take the segments and dole them out in segments. You could take the transcript of it. You could take the audio, which you also get. You could take the book. I've got a 40-page sales alchemy book. It's like a mini book that supports that. So there's essentially you've got four products in one, all right? And you can use these in any combination that you want. The only thing you cannot do is sell them on eBay for 12 cents, okay? That you can't do. But Sales Alchemy is a product that would be targeted toward businesses that want to attract, convert, and keep more customers. All right? Now, you may say, well, I'm not in that business. Maybe true. But if you sell to or you sell through businesses, whatever your product or service is, every business wants more sales. Every business wants more revenue. So the product that you align with doesn't have to necessarily complement what your core offering is. It could be completely different. So the first opportunity is to take this program called Sales Alchemy, and what we've done essentially, if I'll break it down to the bottom line for you, reprint rights sell for $2,995, almost $3,000, regardless. Okay, all of these programs essentially are the same price retail, meaning you pay $3,000, you get, in this case, it'll be digital goods, you then have the right to reprint and produce or duplicate those digital goods in such a way where you can then sell them in any iteration or combination and keep 100% of the money. This is what's known as royalty-free reprint rights. You pay once, and you never have to pay again. And all the money that you earn, you keep. Now, keep in mind that there's very few programs or products of established authors, speakers, and experts that they're willing to allow royalty-free reprint rights. All right? Because now, essentially, what I'm saying to you is, you pay me once, and in this case it's $3,000, and then you can keep 100% of the money you earn on that for the rest of your life, which means now I have no residual value and no residual stake other than credibility, exposure, enhancement of my reputation, whatever it may be, the ancillary benefits, all right? So we've done this now with three different products. Sales Alchemy, so reprint salesalchemy.html, the newgame.com reprint mega.html, and that's our mega referrals program. This is a program that sells for $149. And we've used this, we've sold thousands and thousands of these inside of programs, outside of programs, bundled together. That one comes with audio, it comes with a complete module, it comes with a couple of additional audio pieces, all right? So mega referrals, so the newgame.com/reprintmega.html is the second one. And then I've added a third one, and this is one that we have actually never made available before. And this is the what I call the six-figure consulting program. And this is when Jay Abraham hired me in 1990 to train his proteges, who paid $15,000 to be proteges. He wanted me to teach them how to actually sell consulting services, how to sell his marketing consulting services. So he brought me in for a weekend. We recorded the entire weekend. Interesting story about this is that these cassettes stayed on the shelves for a dozen years. And just recently, we had them converted to digital MP3s. There's 18 hours. You can see when you go to the page, thenewgame.com/reprint6figure.html. You'll see the table of contents there. All right, phenomenal stuff. So that's the third program that we're going to offer. However, instead of you investing $3,000 and keeping all the money, I've decided to drop the price on the reprint rights for each of these to $997. And we're only going to make 10 of them available at that price. Second piece to this is something you might also consider. If you have intellectual property, if you have training, if you have any kind of educational materials, and that is what I would call training rights. So at the bottom of each of these pages, you're going to see two options. Option number one is reprint rights, essentially royalty-free. You reprint it forever. You keep all the money. And each of those is $997. So if you divide that by $149 or so, you're talking about seven sales and you've got your money back. Because we're talking digital, so there's hardly any cost, if any, of reproduction. After that, all the money's yours. The second choice you have is training rights. And this is what really excites me, because there are a lot of products you can sell. Mine are just one of probably 100,000. If you went to ClickBank, you'd probably find a boatload of them. Right now, they may not have the track record, they may not fit, doesn't matter. There's plenty of products to sell, and for most people, those products are readily available. But there's very few programs or products or solutions that people would be willing to allow you to go out and actually make money coaching, training, consulting, speaking, or mentoring. All right? And so for each of these three, Sales Alchemy, Mega Referrals, and six-figure consulting, you can go out and you can train, speak, coach, consult. In other words, you can deliver the service with the product, without the product, as a standalone. You could do one-on-one coaching. And the only difference here is, because you're using my intellectual property to create fees, you pay us a 20% royalty on whatever you collect in fees from that. So essentially, you have two choices, and I priced both choices at $997. You can't buy the training rights by themselves. The training rights come with the product rights. So your choice number one is you can purchase the reprint rights, keep all the money, $997 each of those programs. Second choice, I decided to just double the price. For $19.94, you can buy training rights as well as reprint rights. You keep 100% of all of what you sell in terms of the product. You keep 80% of what you get in terms of fee. And then essentially we're in the game together. And then I'm going to run probably every month or every other month, I'm going to run a course or a training on how do you sell training and how have I done it over the years not just to companies and not just through companies, but also the process I'm going to share with you now that I'm going to be talking about shortly. Okay, so here's the summary of it. There's three programs, three products. All of them come with digital technology. So, and most, I think, the six-figure is only audio. There's a workbook. It's about 70 pages. The Mega comes with audio. I'll probably throw in a video. Comes with a book, a great book, a summary of the book. Comes with a complete module, an entire module about 20 pages long that you could literally train. You could tomorrow, you could go out and find a company. I guarantee it because I've done it. You could find a company within driving distance of your house that has a customer base that they don't know how to get referrals. And probably for $1,000 or $2,000, you could go in there and teach them how to get referrals, sell them the product, make all your money back in with one client. Okay? And so these will be available until we hit the point of 10 of them. You know, once 10 are purchased, that offer will disappear. Same thing on the training rights, okay? So $997 for the reprint rights, $1,994 for the reprint and training rights. Now, I'm going to take questions on this at the end. So I just wanted you to know that this is available, and if you have any questions, stick around. I'll be more than happy to answer them. All right? But let me finish up here, take about another 10 or 12 or 15 minutes. Let me share with you what I think is going to be the next new game in the content marketing space. And when I first spoke at Brian Tracy's conference in 1990, I started off with six words that I've essentially integrated as one of my core mantras, and that is, big doors swing on little hinges. You've heard me say that before. In this case, the big door of opportunity swings on a very small distinction. And we have somebody flushing the toilet, and perfect timing. That was a perfect punctuation. So just hit star six in case you have to go back again. I'd appreciate it. And so let me share with you this next iteration of how to harness and marshal your content and other people's content, because essentially this is going to be an offering that probably in 30 days or so we're going to come out with this as a partnership offering where you could actually do this with our content. It's very exciting. And I'll tell you how it came about. 1996, I was in Salt Lake City, and I was filming a whole series of videos with Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, and probably a half a dozen other fairly well-known speakers. We had all gotten together to work with a guy who was putting together an expert series. All right, and they've since become very popular. But back then, it was pretty novel. And just before I flew out, I had a conversation with a client. And the client said to me, "Mitch, we love your stuff, but we really cannot afford to bring you in every month." And I said, "I understand that. So why don't you just buy all my videos?" And he said, "Well, I would do that, but I don't know what kind of response we're going to get. So would you be willing if every month, instead of me bringing you in, I brought you in on video?" And he said to me, "I'd like you to be like the blockbuster of personal development and business training." Now, Blockbuster, which has since, I think, disappeared, Blockbuster was the place to go if you wanted to rent videos. Not DVDs. I don't think there were DVDs in 96, maybe, but for the most part, we were still in the video world. So he said something to me that absolutely changed the way I thought about my content. So I said, "In other words, what you're saying to me is, every month you want to rent my content." He said, "Yep. And I will pay you a good amount of money every month. I can't pay you to come in live, but I'll pay you a percentage of that, a good percentage of that, if you just send me your video. And if you have a series of videos, that's even better. Because then every month I can have my people together." Remember, this is back when people actually got together for conferences or they had meetings and such. And so when I went to Salt Lake City to record what was Sales Alchemy, I recorded Sales Alchemy there, even though it's 13 years ago, the content is just as fresh today as it was back then. In fact, probably even more relevant. I also recorded three programs called Success Abilities: Marketability, Adaptability, and Communicability. And each of those was an hour. And the reason I did that was because, in addition to the business stuff, he really wanted some personal development. And I had this series that I was launching called Success Abilities, 21 Life Skills for the 21st Century. And the first three, I was going to videotape. It was like perfect karma, perfect timing. And at that moment, an entire new business model appeared to me. And I call that business model or content model Rent Your Content. Now, you guys are the first that I've shared this with outside of my circle of rainmakers, people who I work with, who partner with me. And for anybody who might be interested in seeing how I put together a partnering program, you can go to rainmakersforhire.com. It's a plain text site, so don't look for anything fancy. But again, imperfect action beats perfect inaction. That plain text site has made me more than six figures, all right? So don't think you have to have the perfect, most beautiful. Obviously, pretty is better, but functional is best. And so if you're interested in seeing how we put together, you know, a full-blown partnership relationship and what you get and how we work together, go to rainmakersforhire.com. That's F-O-R, for hire. And so what this guy gave to me was so much more valuable than the 3 months he actually wound up staying renting my content, because at the end of 3 months he was fired and the new guy came in and the new guy brought his own crew in and essentially I was out the door. But I had already made more than enough money on just those 3 months, because every month I would send him a video, an audio, and a module, meaning it wasn't a transcript because we didn't do much in transcripts back then, but we took a module out of my 37-module training program. So essentially, I was renting, not selling to, not selling through, but renting my content. And he had the option to buy it or return it. And he never returned it. He just kept it. So three things happened to me as a result of that. First of all, it just like leasing a car actually sells more cars than just selling cars, right? Because a lot of people don't want to spend the full purchase price of a car. And so leasing came about, just like leasing virtually anything. Leasing is now an accepted viable option in every consumer product there is that can be financed. Now, you think when the car company leases that car to you, they don't make much money. They make the monthly payment, you know, and that's all they get. Of course not. Somebody finances that car, and you pay that finance company or the bank. But the car manufacturer and the car dealer gets his money. Of course, things have changed in that market, but we all are familiar with that as an example. Well, it's very much the same thing. If you don't just look at every customer as an end-user customer, but you look at every customer as a point of distribution to sell through, and if free sell to and sell through don't work, then why not consider rent and re-rent your content? If you don't have the content, guess what? I've got it. All right? There's tons of people with content out there. Now, I'm going to give you some ramifications of this, all right? So the first thing is you can get into an opportunity with a much lower upfront investment that doesn't have to be free. See, because right now we have the perspective that it's either free or it's paid. It's free or it's paid. So either you're going to give it away for free, and you guys know I give a ton of stuff away for free, or you buy it, you pay for it, all right? This gives you a third option. Now, all of a sudden, you have something that you might give away for free or you might pay for it, or how about you rent it from me for 3 months or 6 months, And that's the first advantage. So you can bring people into the paid game at a much lower price point. Second advantage is the company who rents your content is either freely distributing it to, they can't resell it because you can't rent my content and then make a profit on it. If you want to make a profit on it, then we work as partners and I sell through you, okay? So the second advantage, and there's a whole bunch, but I'll give you the three main ones. Second advantage is that whoever is renting your content is distributing your content to an audience of people that you probably would never get access to internally in the company, or better yet, and this is where the real juice is, externally to their customers. So as an example, the third iteration of sell to, sell through, rent, if you become a resale rights holder for one of our products, you can keep all the money. On the other hand, if you decide, that's if you sell it, but if you came to me and said, Mitch, I've got a multi-million dollar company who I presented the concept of renting the content, and they like the concept, and they have 100,000 customers, and every Monday morning, we want to take a piece of your content, and we want to put it up on a web page so they can drive their customers to the web page. What's the advantage to them? Huge. The advantage is they're adding value, especially in a business-to-business market, that they cannot add right now because they don't have the content in most cases. Second thing is they possibly could be driving a whole lot more traffic to their website than they otherwise might have because they now have some real value, 2, 3, 4 minutes of video, 6 to 8 minutes of audio, a 250 to 500-page white paper. All modalities are possible. And because of that, let's say of those 100,000 customers, maybe 1,000 of whom ever go to their website, now all of a sudden 10,000 people slam their website. All right? So for a company that has, for example, an advertising model, by adding real value content to drive more people to the website, you've now increased the value of your advertising dollar. Why? Because you're reaching more people. And those people are coming back more frequently, and those people are staying longer when they're at the website. So what's the advantage to you or me as the content provider? I'm reaching a boatload of people, even though they're getting it free. I'm reaching thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people I could never reach or would never reach. The third advantage is that because I'm now no longer a vendor to you, let's say you're the company I rent my content to, I'm no longer a vendor. Why? Because guess what? I'm not selling to you, and I'm not selling through you. I'm on the same side of the table as you, and we're developing a content marketing strategy that says, okay, do you want once a month? Do you want every other week? You want every week? Let's develop a content marketing strategy for you using my content for your customers that are going to enable those people to see you as the value-added service provider. And there are 7 touch points, leverage points. And every one of these 7 leverage or touch points with customers, you can use content. First is to attract them. That's typically known as marketing. So how do I attract people? Well, you know this. You've been watching video. You've been listening to audio, certainly my stuff, and I'm sure everybody else. On the front end, that's how people get attracted. Somebody called me yesterday, said, Mitch, I listened to your talk yesterday for the Insurance Selling Summit. I loved it. All right? I want more. Call me back. All right? So that's on the attraction side. I use content, in this case free content, to attract them. You can use it in the second step to qualify people. You can use content repeatedly before you start selling to people and looking at converting them and see and separate out the people who are getting ready from the people who are being ready by qualifying people with content. The third touch point, conversion. You can use content as a bundle, as a bonus, as an inducement. If you sell any kind of product and service to a business, I don't care what product or service you sell, if at the point of conversion, they're weighing, should I buy it from you or should I buy it from company B, if I buy it from you and you give me $5,000 worth of training over the next year, free, just to be a customer of ours. Why? Because you're renting my content. As a buyer, I may be more inclined to go with you because all things being equal, look at the massive amount of added value that you're giving me. And that leads to the fourth touch point, keeping customers. You can keep customers by giving them content, giving them education on how to use your product, giving them other solutions that might be available to them. So content becomes a great mechanism by which you can keep people in the game with you. Multiply customers, the fifth touch point. To multiply customers, just like to convert customers, you could use training, video, audio, education, whatever it may be, as a way to say, if you upgrade to the premium relationship instead of the, you know, the gold relationship, we'll give you an additional inside content of worth $2,000 or $3,000. So you can use content, and most companies do, to multiply their customers. And when you multiply your customers, that's where the real return on investment comes from. Sixth touch point, reactivation. Including my own company, I have yet to meet a company in my almost 31 years of business that does a stellar job consistently of reactivating their customers, their past customers, their dormant customers. They spent a fortune to get these customers. The customers bought, but for whatever reason, they're no longer customers. They're no longer buying. Imagine if you could reach out to those customers and say, hey, you know, Peter, we miss you. We want you back. It's been a long time. We're not contacting you to sell you anything. We're not sending you any coupons. But we've purchased on your behalf a 7-part series on how to attract, qualify, convert, keep, multiply, reactivate, and affiliate your customers. And we want to give you that program. Let us know how you like it. And, oh, by the way, 3 or 4 videos in, we might want to introduce you to some things that we're doing. Maybe we can reactivate you. So you can use content to reactivate customers. And then the 7th touch point I would call affiliate. Affiliate means that your customers are now your marketing associates. I have done a great job of word of mouth, not as great as I could, but I've done a fairly decent job. I've done a lousy job of giving people the opportunity to recommend my product for financial gain, because we haven't developed our affiliate program in terms of how you commonly think of it as an affiliate program, you know, typical online internet. But we've done a pretty good job of creating other kinds of affiliates like Rainmakers for Hire, value profilers, people who resell our value profiles, which if you're interested in that, you can go to valueprofiles.com and see how we've done that. And now with these reprint rights, with the reprint rights and training rights, now I have a way to be able to give you a way to leverage my content. All right? And so when you look at those 7 touch points, attract, qualify, convert, keep, multiply, reactivate, and affiliate, what you see now is that content is the new game currency, because the thing that's going to enable you to maximize the relationship at every one of those touch points is some form of information, education, knowledge, or wisdom. And I would even go so far as to say that content is the new game of marketing, that everybody is not only in the marketing business, but everybody now is in the publishing business. And here's the proof of it. I think it was April of this year, there was a monumental tipping point that kind of went under the radar. Most people don't know. It was at that point, somewhere around April, that marketing online began to shift from traditional advertising, banner ads and static advertising, to content-based marketing. Meaning, if you look at how you market, all right, If you do your traditional advertisements, promos, direct mail, banner ads online, pay-per-click, whatever, okay? What happened now this year is we've crossed the point, probably never to return again, where marketing is no longer going to look like, smell like, and feel like the old-style push marketing. Give you a quick example. A good friend of mine who we're partnering with to create a media company told me the story of how American Express Travel Services had a static ad on the face page of Yahoo. A static ad means you go there, it's a box with writing, text in the box, and all you do is read it. And that travel ad was for a travel to Rome, Italy. And they got a very, very small click-through. In other words, people looked at the ad, they said, not interested, and went on their merry way, okay? And they, and I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm going to give you approximates, all right? They got like an 8% click-through or a 6% click-through or something like that. They then changed that ad by having some guy in Italy go out and videotape many of the main sites, people making pizza, restaurants, museums, and instead of having a static ad, they had a 2-minute montage video ad that ended with, hey, click here and check it out, okay? They went, I think the number was 4 or 5 times the number of people click through that ad on that video montage as click through the static ad. What did American Express pay for that ad? $700,000 for 2 months. $700,000 for 2 months. Now, what does that tell you? Well, first thing it tells me is the days of static advertising are over. The market hasn't caught up yet, but those days are over. There's a massive transition now to full movement, full motion, all right, because people don't want to just read a static ad. And because we've filtered everything now, and we don't want to be subjected to advertising, anything that smells like, hints of, smacks of advertising, we just don't have the patience for it. But if it's a nice little video montage with a tour of the high sites of Italy, we'll watch it. If it's a 3-minute video on how to get mega referrals with 5 simple questions, and I read those 5 questions, you're going to watch that. And so the transition now from the old game of static advertising to the new game of full motion, particularly video, but more than just video, I'll call it content marketing, is in swing. Another proof of this is that a year ago, virtually no companies in the Fortune 500 and even Fortune 1000 had a content marketing department. Their marketing department was a traditional marketing department. In the last year alone, the transformation of the marketing departments of major companies has gone from 0% of their marketing dollars into content to now, on average, between 10 and 20% of the marketing budgets of companies are going into content marketing. Some of them developing their own, the vast majority of them desperate for content. The number is projected over the next 3 years that marketing budgets of companies across the board, major Fortune 500s, mid-sized companies, small companies, tabletop home-based business owners, is going to shift to the point where on average, 25% to 50% of the marketing budget, the investment you make in promotion advertising to attract people, is going to go into content marketing. These shifts, most people are not even aware, are in motion. They see things happening, but they haven't put the pieces of the puzzle together. So when you add up the massive transformation of marketing from old game promotion-based marketing to new game value-added marketing, you look at the third event I forgot to mention to you, YouTube. That transformed everything about the online community. Because a year ago, 2 years ago, you had to have high-speed dial-up to be able to watch a video without blowing your brains out, you know, or having it stop every 30 seconds. For the most part, today, everybody can watch video without even a high-speed connection, but more and more people have a high-speed connection. But what YouTube did is they now enabled and permitted everybody not only to watch video, regardless of your modem and your dial-up or your connection, but to post video. So you have to be absolutely out of your cotton pick in mind, whatever your product or service is, not to be putting some kind 2 or 3 minute, even if it's just an educational piece or a promo piece, up on YouTube. And because the standards are no longer broadcast quality, we can take a flip video that I carry with me all the time, and we could record on the go. And you don't have to worry about so much how you look, or you don't have to worry about how you sound. People are looking for kind of the homemade, you know, regular guy kind of video. They're not looking for slick, and they're not looking for high production value. The reality is substance has now transcended style. And so wherever and however you can create, that doesn't have to just be video. That's the hot movement now. But the transcendent message here is that in addition to giving your stuff away free, selling to people and selling through people, you now have a whole new paradigm model that you could begin to embrace. And that is, who and how can I rent my content to people who will give it away to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and imagine getting paid a rental fee every month to have somebody else endorse you and promote you to their audience. It's like manna from heaven. It's the best of all worlds. We as promoters, marketers of products and services, we could never have a better time, especially if we have any kind of real value content. Now, where do I play a role in this whole process? Well, for one, if you go to thenewgame.com/video, or you just go to thenewgame.com, there's a banner up there that says click here to watch video, you'll go to a page and you'll be able to sign up. But in the meantime, we have 3 or 4 videos on that page. So you watch one and then that little scroll comes up and you can click on another one and you never have to leave that page, okay? But if you sign up for that page, over the next 30 days or so, we're going to start to promote the strategy of rent your content. And if you want to get in the game with us, you can rent our content to your customers, and we're going to create a membership out of this. So for those of you who have membership sites, for example, and if you're thinking about starting a membership site, traditional membership site has content in the membership site, okay, but it stays there. And in order for you to access it, you've got to be a member. Well, we said earlier that the average membership site only, the average member in a membership site lasts 2.8 months, which is completely freaking out all these guys who went from the, you know, sell the $2,000 product to $49 monthly membership. They're all freaking out now because they realize they gave up the $2,000 up front with the idea that they're going to make it on the back end. But people are dropping off after 3 months. And their credit cards are not going through after 1 month. There's a record number. One guy told me 30% of the credit cards were not approved in month number 2. All right? So that membership continuity strategy, as great as it is, for the vast majority of people, they're scrambling now to figure out how do we keep them in the membership. Because we can't just keep dumping more information on them. They're already overwhelmed with information. They have no more capacity for new information. How do we keep them there? Well, guess what? We're going to create a membership site around renting content. Now, this is huge. And, you know, you're not going to hear this probably from anybody else until after next Wednesday when we really kind of promote this in a big way. But if you think about it, how do you keep people in a membership site? Well, one way is you create community, and they stay for community, all right? And there's other ways. But even that, the vast majority of people are having a hard time keeping people after 1 year. And just think about yourself. You know, how long do you stay in these communities? On the other hand, imagine if every Monday morning or every other Monday morning you got a new piece of video that you could literally give away to your customers to drive traffic to your website, and you don't even have to create the video. We created it for you. And if you're in the business-to-business marketplace, all of the videos that we have are ways in which businesses can attract, convert, keep more customers, multiply more customers, create more revenue, bottom-line profit, enhance the capacity of people. All of those business videos are relevant. I just took about 12 hours of video, and I had somebody chunk down those 12 hours. We now have more than 100 video segments that range from 2 minutes to 10 minutes, and then we have the training videos that range from like 5 minutes to 20 minutes that we will be using in further slicing and dicing. And when you go to thenewgame.com/video, you put your name in there, you'll be on our special mailing list, and then when we unleash this thing, we're going to actually let you go behind the scenes and see how we set up these 100 videos. And so what will happen? We will contract with a company. So let's say tomorrow one of you knew a company that wanted to do this strategy, but you said they'd love your content. Let's use your content because you've got it, it's done, it's ready to go. Let's say that company has 10,000 customers, all right? How do you price this? Well, pricing is completely up to you. There's no pricing model right now because this model doesn't really exist other than, you know, that we've been doing it now for 13 years. For the first 10 of those 13 or 8 of those 13 years, we had to provide hard goods. We had to send out the video, the audio. Now, all we do is give them a piece of digital content. Zero overhead, high margin, all profit. All right. So let's say that company that you know has 10,000 customers and they're desperate to find a way to reactivate some and get people to buy. And let's say it's a business-to-business marketplace. You could come to us and say, Mitch, let's join venture. Let's partner. Let's rent your content to that company. And here's how you can price it. You can price it from the ridiculous to the sublime. The ridiculous, and I say ridiculous because it is ridiculous, $1 per customer per year. $1 per customer per year. Now, is the content worth more? Yes, but put that aside for a second. Let's say you wanted to make an extra $50,000 a year, all right? And let's just say you were going to work with us. You didn't have the content. You wanted to work with us. And we work out an arrangement that if you open the door, we split the revenue with you, and it's 50-50, let's say. Okay? It could be different, but let's just say it's 50-50. How do you make an extra 50 grand a year? Very simple. Find companies or one company with 100,000 customers. We charge them the obscene, ridiculous price of $1 per customer per year. And every week we provide them with a 2 to 5 minute video clip that they can drive people to their website, they can give away for free to their 100,000 customers. All right? And by the way, what's the back end of this? The back end is that we are reaching 100,000 people who are getting addicted to my content or your content every week or every other week or once a month, a portion of whom are going to turn around and say, we want to do this with our clients. A portion of whom are going to say, we love this content. Can we buy some of it? Some of who are going to say, hey, we love the content. We have a whole audience. Can we partner with you to sell your content so that we can create another revenue stream? And the additional benefit is that the company who's renting the content, they're also going to get addicted to your content. And you could essentially say to them, if you sign a one-year contract, we'll let you use the content internally as well as give it away to your clients, okay? So that's the ridiculous, $1 per customer per year. Why do I say it's ridiculous? Because every single company on the planet, including yours, even if you work over the tabletop of your kitchen, you're spending at least $1 per customer per year to attract them, convert them, keep them, multiply them, reactivate them. What's the sublime, the other end of the spectrum? Well, you might find a high-end marketplace that values your content because it's special content for a very niche market, and you may go into a company that has only 500 customers, but every one of those customers might be worth $100,000 a year. And that group might be spending $5,000 or $10,000 a year to acquire, attract, convert, and keep, and multiply that 100,000 customer. And now instead of charging $1 per customer per year, you might actually be able to charge $500 per customer per year or $1,000 per customer per year. Why? Because the value of the content is not a commodity. 3 years ago, I was doing a keynote presentation for Ken McCarthy's System Seminar, along with Brad Fallon, who runs StomperNet. I don't know if some of you may be familiar with that. And so Ken asked Brad and me and a few other guys if we could sit in on a panel, consultants panel. And so when I shared the strategy of give away the what and charge for the how, second opinion marketing, Brad pulled me aside and said, Mitch, I got to tell you, that was the single most different strategy I've ever heard and languaged that way. And we also talked about at that panel when somebody said, but Mitch, how do you charge, you know, a big client different than you charge a little client? I said, because you don't charge like you're selling a widget. You're charging based on the value of the solution. So if I have a company that sells to 10,000 customers and their product is $100 a year and they only make, you know, $40 or $50 a year, I can't charge that guy $100 per customer because his margins won't permit it. On the other hand, if I work with a company that has 500 customers but every one of them is worth $100,000 a year, that exact same solution could be worth $500 a person. Because it's not about the cost of the solution plus a markup. It's about the value of what that solution does to profitability in the context of that company's business model. And so when I say pricing this from the ridiculous to the sublime, every customer gets priced individually. You don't go to a menu and say this is the price, unless you're creating a membership, in which case, imagine for $99 a month, instead of taking out banner ads or a classified ad or a space ad, in addition to everything else you're doing, imagine for $99 a month, you can come to rent my content, and every week you can pull a different video out of the archives, slap it up on your website, and all you need if you sell a $100 product is one additional customer every month to justify it. This is the model I'm going to be sharing on Wednesday with 100 other people who are in the content business, speakers, authors. I ask you to keep this to yourself at least for now. Be selfish about it. If you have content, if you have intellectual property, if you have educational materials, or even if you have between your ears ideas and concepts and knowledge and wisdom that can be dumped out into some medium, audio, video, or written, you have the ability to rent your content. Now, I share this with you selflessly to give it to you. Now you can do it. But I also share it with you selfishly because by sharing the concept with you, by sharing the distinction with you, now I open up the door of possibility that you might say, even if you have content, that we have content that would be ideal for one or two people that you know, and if one of those people you know happens to have 1 million customers or 5 million customers, and we decided with the 5 million customers to charge them a flat fee, let's say, of $1 million a year, and you could take all the content you want as long as you sign a year's contract and you pay us $1 million, we'll give you all the content you can handle. And you can pick it and choose it, and you can load it up. And you know what? We don't even have overhead. We don't even have to have much infrastructure to handle that. So that's the revolutionary game changer as I see it. And within 2 or 3 years, I predict, especially after this week, because the guys that I'm talking to on Wednesday are all content providers, authors, speakers, you know, the Canfields, the Mark Victor Hansons, the Robert Allens of the world. All these guys have content. They're all giving it away free. They're all selling to. They're all selling through. And not one of them is renting their content. but they will be after Wednesday because they're going to get this and they're going to jump all over it. So we've gone a little longer than I expected, but I trust that you got some value out of this conversation. One more reminder, and then I'll open it up to questions, comments, anything. One more reminder, if you're interested in working with us in terms of being able to buy the reprint rights, you can go to the newgame.com/reprintsalesalchemy.html /reprintmega.html and then /reprint6figure.html. Okay, and you're welcome to become part of our resale team. And if you like the idea of training rights, I would encourage you to consider purchasing training rights, because chances are good, within a week, a month, 2 months, 6 months at the outside, you could come across one company, one business that would love to have you come in with our content and teach them, coach them, train them. Okay, so. Now, I'm turning it back over to you. Anybody want to jump out here and comment, ask a question, clarity, any ahas, please.
Hey, Nick, it's Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne.
Couple quick questions. If somebody, let's say I'm writing an e-book or something, and I want to sell it, can I include this with it? Or are there, what are the rules on things like that?
Good question.
The content.
You can bonus any of our content and bundle any of our content, so you can bundle or bonus Sales Alchemy or Mega Referrals. The thing I just don't want, but you have to put a price on it. In other words, you have to put a retail price on it, and you cannot give it away as a freebie. What you can do is you can bundle it up with another product or service. That's more than fine. But as long as you maintain the, you know, the retail price on it and you don't sell it on eBay for $12.95, pretty much everything else you can do with it. All right? And if you have a question, you can always call me and say, you know, can I do this?
Yeah, I'd like to one more on there. Could we give it away to our own customer? Like, not talking the whole company, but like maybe the CEO or the senior VP give a copy to. Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah, you can. I just would be very careful. You know, I do that too. I would just, again, you know, I'm not so much worried that people are going to reproduce it, but you don't want them to reproduce it.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you know, if you give it away to a CEO to look at, you just want to make sure that that CEO isn't going to hand it off to the vice president of sales and say, here, make 100 copies.
Yeah.
You know, so you get some sort of an agreement and say, you know, this is confidential. I'm sharing this with you. It's proprietary information. It's for your eyes only. I would appreciate if you respect the proprietary nature of the material.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Yeah. And, in fact, I would even encourage that or give away a piece of it. Like Sales Alchemy, for example, you could give away one piece of it. Like you could give away the e-book, and you still have the videos, you still have the audio, you still have the full-blown training program.
Yep, I gotcha.
Mega Referrals. We've got a piece that's 14 do's and don'ts of getting referrals. We give that away.
Okay, okay.
Each of them has a giveaway piece. And what I would do is on the six-figure consulting income, I would basically just give them the whole first 90-minute or the first 60-minute MP3. Let them just, you know, let them get a real taste of it.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Now, what about bundling it? Can we interject any of our own stuff with it or keep that as a separate kit? What's the rule on that?
Well, you can interject. When you say interject, if you mean can you bundle it, you can bundle it. But if you're saying to change the material.
No, yeah, we don't want to change it. No,
you don't want to change the material. But what you can do,
like
if you're conducting a course, let's say, and 50% of your course is your content, and the other 50% of the course is the Sales Alchemy or the Mega Referrals, let's say, you can integrate the two. You just have to be honest and in integrity, which for you I'm not worried.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
I understand.
You know, if you're getting 50% of your revenue from our content, then you give us 20% of that 50% because you wouldn't have had it if you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
so
for example, if you sell the Mega Referrals package to 20 people, all right, and you don't charge them to train them, then obviously you don't owe us anything. Because you're throwing in your training as a freebie to sell the package. So I've done that hundreds of times. I'll sell 20 people $149 package in a company, and I'll give them an hour teleconference, you know, freebie, let's say.
Okay. All right.
So if you're not getting paid, then we don't get paid. If you're getting paid, then I ask you to pay us, you know, the royalty only on the training side, not on the product side.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? Questions? Comments?
Hi, Mitch. It's Peter. On your Sales Alchemy and also on the Mega Referrals programs, would you have, because they've been around for a while, no doubt you've got a bunch of testimonials there that would be helpful in promoting this to other organizations?
Yeah, we do have testimonials, no question about that. However, what I would suggest is the best testimonial would come from you. In other words, if you're promoting somebody else's product, when I first got started with Jay and Brian, I didn't go out and promote their products and say, geez, I don't know. You know, I became a product of the product, and I found that the best testimonial I had was my testimonial, at least to get in the door. The answer is yes, we do have testimonials, and over the next week or 10 days or so, we're actually going to be putting out a request for more testimonials so that we can bulk up the testimonials.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Because it would be useful to go back to past clients, you know, who have been satisfied with what they've got up to now, but basically saying we've got some add-ons now that we think they should seriously look at, and here are some testimonials to back that up.
Right. Yep. Totally agree with you.
Great. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments, ahas, any insights, please jump on out and share. Was this of value to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dynamite, yep.
Hey, Mitch, Dave Buford here.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, very good value, good stuff, great stuff, as always. I appreciate your putting this together. I'm wondering, have you thought through the process of maybe including some best practices to market this and or sample agreements for, like, the licensing or the training that would help somebody, you know, in the process of marketing and securing, making sure they do it properly? I'm sure you've got best practices,
yep,
especially for the...
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because now I'll add it into it. So we'll do a once-a-month consultant. We'll do a once-a-month call to talk about that. I'll take all of my promotional material for each of these that I have, and we'll get it to you. Might not get it to you right up front, but we'll get you all the promotional material that we've ever used for any of this stuff. And then we'll also give you, which is a huge bonus, I'll give you a sample of two or three contracts that I've used.
Right.
And I could easily charge for that, but I won't, because that's a great suggestion. I want this to work for you guys. I'll include a couple of contracts. We'll include a best practices conversation monthly, and then we'll take all of the marketing materials, letters, you know, and such, and get them to you. And you can massage them, you can change them. You know, just don't change the footprint and the copyrights. That's all I ask you to do.
Sure.
Great suggestions. Great. Anybody else?
Hey, Mitch, Wayne again. One more thing I wanted to mention. And I just saw this come through by somebody else, but there's some new FTC rule about testimonials that we have to be careful about or something, isn't there?
Yes, and that's a whole other conversation. And,
okay, all right.
I didn't want to get too deeply into that, which is partly why I suggested to Peter that your testimonial will be the best. Within 30 days or 45 days, there's going to be a new law, and it's going to absolutely radically change how we promote our business with testimonials. And because I don't use a whole lot of testimonials, in terms of testimonials, how you use them is going to come up under scrutiny. And so you've got to really rethink your whole testimonial strategy, which is why I was a little reluctant to answer Peter's question until this whole thing shake out. But that doesn't stop you from selling your stuff, you know, anyway. We've got to continue on. Good point. Anybody else? Last items, last questions? One more time, thenewgame.com/reprintsalesalchemy.html. Reprint mega.html, reprint sixfigure.html. Anybody else? Questions? I'll stick around as long as you have questions or comments. No. Okay, if you got some value out of this, would you be kind enough to just either drop me an email, or I'm going to post this up on the blog here in the next 24 hours. Go to the blog.